Well, hello there, podcasters. Welcome along to the Miles and Al Vibe Breakfast Podcast. And it's the first time I've ever introduced it properly.
I think that is, yeah, well done.
Is that is that what we call it?
No, but it's fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, that'll do. Guess what I've got to do today?
What have you got to do today?
So I've got to call our estate agent and prove my visa status.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I'm guessing that I've given them my New Zealand passport for details. But I don't think I did. I thought I just did driver's license. So my UK passport, British passport, has expired. I'm a dual citizen.
Okay, so at the moment you're a New Zealand citizen.
No, you don't have to have a passport.
Oh, no. You're
I'm just a citizen. You have to be a citizen to get a passport.
Yeah, of course.
Never expired, isn't it? Yeah, it just means I can't go on holiday.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is I've not renewed it because I'd been able to travel.
It's a good time not to be able to go on holiday.
Yeah, but last time I went on holiday at Expo, I went and used New Zealand one.
Yeah.
So I can't go in. When we're in the EU, I couldn't have gone and lived anywhere or something on my New Zealand passport, but I could still get in.
Yeah.
You still get your 6 months, whatever it is, and go on holiday. No problem.
So you've got to ring them today.
So I've got to ring them today and prove that I was born in Harrow.
Come on.
It's in my New Zealand passport. Like the page, it says born Northwick Park.
Yeah.
In the hospital, you know, it's
so
not.
So they're wondering if that's Northwick Park in Wellington, New Zealand.
Which it isn't. It's Northwick Park in England. It's ridiculous. So that's my day. I'll do that in a minute.
Yeah. You lucky thing.
It's going to be so annoying because I don't even know where I don't know where either my passports are.
No, you never do you?
They could be at ours, but I've moved since I've been away.
Yeah.
So they could be at my dad's. I'm hoping they're not at Heidi's.
It's always panic inducing when you realise you don't know where your passport is.
Yeah. So if it's at my dad's, he doesn't know where they are. So I don't know. I've got to find out. God.
You've got a long day ahead of you, my friend.
I could spend most of my day looking for my passport.
Yeah.
Or getting evicted. I don't know.
It could go either way.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm just going to be able to say them, look, it says in my passport I was born in England.
Yeah.
That means I'm a citizen.
Mm.
You get your head out of your backside. And
exactly.
Just sign me up.
Yeah.
Also, we've been there for like 7 months, eight months. Been there since June.
In your flat?
And they're just figuring it out.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Yeah.
I mean, surely when I first sent them the passport and they've gone, doesn't look like an English passport.
This looks different.
If that's how I've done it, I don't know. Anyway, I've got to prove my visa status.
Oh, faff and a half.
God, that is a faff.
Yeah.
On today's show, it was quite a good one, actually.
Yeah, not a faff to listen to. An absolute pleasure.
No, top three. Been a year since lockdown was announced, so we did that.
Mm-hmm.
Dog and cat chat was interesting. Turns out I can't say a word anymore. Find out what word it is. It's an easy word to say,
but
there's a trigger in my brain that stops me from saying it because when I say it, the dog goes absolutely crazy.
Mm. You had a very heartfelt moment in the top three, isn't
it? I did. And your quiz today, I have to say, was excellent.
Thank you very much. I mean, it always is, but today was particularly good.
So you're off to do nothing for the
boring
weekend.
Work.
I'm off to go and prove that I'm not an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
Which
Great.
Is going to be exciting.
Good luck.
Enjoy the podcast. Bye. Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6. What's on my mind this week? You know how new parents like to talk about how little sleep they've had?
Yeah. But a lot.
A lot. Like, I don't have the sympathy others have. Try doing breakfast radio and working evenings. Not easy.
I think it might be like a next level loss of sleep, though. Like, you're living in a sort of perpetual state of...
They milk it a bit.
Hmm.
I'm also starting to think that maybe they're having it on.
Do you reckon?
Well, I saw...
There's only one way to find out.
I was in a supermarket last night on my way back from work.
Hmm.
And this is about 20 past 10.
Yeah.
There's a couple in there with a sleeping baby. I was like, if your baby's asleep at 20 past 10 and it's as bad as you say it is, you're asleep.
But then how long is the baby going to be asleep for?
Don't know. But I wouldn't be...
Don't care.
I wouldn't be wasting my time in a supermarket.
Mm. That's true. You'd be catching some shut-eye is what you'd be doing.
Yeah, had it on
ordering online.
Yeah. I thought that once you had a baby, you weren't allowed to leave the house after about 3 in the afternoon.
I mean, who knows? But maybe once you're a father, maybe you'll feel differently.
Maybe, but for now, I think they're milking it.
For now, no sympathy.
Nah, not really. What's on your mind?
I've been wondering this week, more than ever, when does lockdown snacking cross over and become what you might call a medical problem?
Just getting fat.
Well, maybe, yes. I was yesterday... I mean, I think it's a cross between... It's a boredom thing. And so when you've got the kind of... You'd nothing to do, so you think, I'll go to the fridge.
Yeah.
I just really, really, really wanted something sweet. I'm 30 years old, so I stood in front of the fridge and ate jam with a spoon.
Right, okay. See,
That's not okay.
I have a sweet tooth, but we don't have jam. Mm. But that, I could see myself doing something like that. I will be honest, I went for the same route with a Biscoff spread.
Oh, do you know what? I've never had that.
It's so good.
I've always fancied buying it, and I always forget when I go to the supermarket.
Imagine a Biscoff biscuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in spread form.
What do you do? Do you put it on toast?
Well, Heidi made Biscoff blondies, like brownies, brownies but blonde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blondes have more fun. Yeah, so we had it left over from that.
Yeah.
But I had, oh, God, this is where it might be a medical problem with lockdown snacking.
Mm.
I, at one point, made a Biscoff biscuit sandwich. No bread. I used two big shortbread biscuits as the loaves, as the bread.
Wow.
Two Biscoff biscuits in the middle.
There were the filling.
And the glue was the Biscoff spread.
Wow. That almost sounds horrible, actually.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
So unhealthy.
Yeah.
So bad. Really, like, I ate it and then I thought, oh, don't do that again.
Yeah, not feeling good.
Yeah, no.
That's extraordinary.
But the problem is, I did it every day for about 3 days.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Time to talk about our dogs and our cats. We like to take some time for this, don't we?
We love some pet chat.
Love a little bit of dog and cat chat.
Mm.
How's Lupin the cat?
Yeah, he's all right. He's reminded me this week that cats, by their nature, can be quite unpredictable. And really, we can't ever know the mysteries of what's going on inside the cat's head.
Okay, elaborate.
So yesterday I was working from home, as I often do at the moment, and within kind of an arm's length of the back of where I'm sitting, there's the back of an armchair. So it's a perfect place for a cat to sit.
Yeah.
So he comes and sits there. He's very much within reach. He sits there gazing adoringly at me. It's wonderful. He sits there for about half an hour. I think this is lovely. He's the cutest cat in the world. Then suddenly, without warning, he starts literally gnawing on my shoulder. And
very cat-like. But that's a sign of love, surely.
Not this kind of gnawing, no.
No, this was eating.
This was thinking my shoulder is lunch.
It was just eating.
Yes. I think he essentially, I mean, he's obsessed with his food. He wants his breakfast, lunch, dinner all the time.
Mm.
So if it's not there, he'll just eat me instead, or at least attempt to.
Our cat growing up used to do that. Mm. When I was trying to feed him.
Yeah.
In the morning, if I was up first.
Yeah.
He'd be nipping at your ankles. He'd go, the food is in my hand.
Give me two seconds.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Gus, it's unbelievable.
Our dog Gus is fingers crossed, getting better. The limp is slowly starting to subside.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, so I've been able to take him out a bit further, let him off the lead around the graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, is worrying because there's a wreath outside that he keeps hovering around as if he's going to wee.
Oh,
and I have to quickly grab. Look, I know you've weed on a few graves, but.
Dangerous ground.
A wreath that is going to be in a funeral procession is. Because it's white as well. Why are some of those leaves yellow?
there's no hiding that, is there?
We don't need that. But what I have realised, and this actually came from listening back to our podcast from last week,
which is a great listen.
Vibe1076.co.uk. If you ever miss any of the show, you want to catch up.
Where, by the way, when I get to the website, where should I click?
Oh, just type into Google. I don't know. I don't know, the website is hard. Because I type Miles and Anne to Google and you'll find it.
Yeah.
But what I realised was that there's a word that I now can't say because of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
And it was when we were doing this segment last week.
Yeah.
I stumble over the word walk. And the reason for that is because when we say the word walk at home,
yeah,
he goes mental.
So you're always slightly hesitant.
So we avoid the word until it's time to take him out and we'll go walk and he'll go and then start going mad.
So in your head it's a banned word.
So in my head, I need to process that actually this is the time I can say walk. So I stutter step over it.
I'm going to have to listen back to that and hear what you mean.
Yeah, it's really odd. I don't know if he's sitting at home going, ha, I knew this would happen.
He is, 100%.
Yeah. He weed on my bag this week as well.
Oh, good. Well done, Gus.
Vibe 107.6.
I was so angry yesterday. I'm actually still seething.
Right, okay. What's this whinge going to be about then?
So this is like next level whinge, but this is serious. Like corporate people being awful. Okay. Mm. So there's a very, very well-known streaming service that launched a year ago.
Right.
Which has the likes of Star Wars and Marvel.
Okay,
and
yeah, I was
going to
ask. Yeah, yeah.
And I signed up right at the beginning. Mm. So I got a new subscriber deal a year ago, which was a year for £60. Pay it in one go, great. I've used it loads, so it's a worthwhile investment. They got in touch a couple of months ago saying, you're going to be up for renewal soon. We'll charge you the same price again because you're a loyal customer.
Okay, yeah.
Great. So yesterday I get an email saying your subscription's been cancelled because I paid on a card last year that I no longer have. So they had my old card details. Went on to renew it. And they, guess what? They want to charge me the new price of £80 a year. Extra £20, which I'm furious about anyway.
Have you sent the helpline an email referencing the last email?
I'm glad you ask, because there's only two ways that you can get in touch with this streaming service. One is a phone service, which keeps you on hold for literally hours, to the point which I gave up, and the other is an online chat thing where you talk to a robot, and if you ask it basically anything, it doesn't understand your question, and then it tries to put you through to a human, and then when it does, I swear to God this is what came up, your estimated waiting time is 204 minutes on an online chat. So I left the window open on my computer all day, and it got down to 1 minute, and then it just stayed on a minute for about 20 minutes. So I closed it, and just as I closed it, it came up saying, hello, how can I help you today? And I'd closed it, and it was too late. So do you know what I did?
What?
I paid the extra £20.
I knew you would. I think that's the most worked up I've ever seen you.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So Tuesday was a year since Boris sat down and gave us all a statement saying that we were heading into lockdown for the first time. That was the day for me that COVID was like, whoa. Yeah. Pubs had shut on the Friday, I think, before, and I was like, hold on a minute, they're shutting pubs?
Yeah, and what's the schools had already closed at that point.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, they're like, lockdown. It all happened really quickly,
It happened so fast, that was the thing, wasn't it?
It went from us going, yeah, COVID affects other people, a bit like other diseases have in the past, where you sort of nothing's changed, but you know they're there, and people get a bit scared. And then being like, wow, okay, this is real.
Yeah, we sort of didn't believe it until it was right in front of us, I suppose.
And to be honest, the last year's been mostly rubbish. Mostly rubbish.
99.9%.
There was the summer was all right. I think there was a collective spirit in the summer, which I enjoyed.
Yes, which we've perhaps since come to regret. But it was
nice
while it lasted.
Yeah, and I, you know, whether it made a massive effect because it got cold again afterwards or not, we don't know.
Who knows? We're not the scientists.
But hopefully we're near the end. Anyway, today's top three. Do I do the top three things we've learnt over the last year?
Okay, good.
At three, no one looks good with things up their nose or at the back of their throat.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and don't. But those COVID tests, you know, when you're actually doing them, no one has a good... The throat is bad because you're like, bleh. But the one that actually I think makes people look worse is up the nose, because they're just constantly on the edge of a sneeze.
You can't do that gracefully, can you?
You can't do it gracefully. Because we've got lateral flow tests at home from our other jobs, myself and Heidi, and we're doing them the other day. And I just enjoyed the look on her face while she had the thing up her nose.
Yeah, the expression. It's like doing a cartoon sneeze. Yeah.
The second top thing that I've learned over the last year. Yeah, there actually isn't enough to watch on streaming services.
I think there's too much, and therefore I can't decide, so there's basically nothing.
No, because I just go through and go, don't want to watch that, But I will say, I don't have the streaming service that you were talking about before.
No.
The one that all of the films are putting series out on at the moment, the Marvel franchise.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I might have to get it, because the films are going to have tie-ins, aren't they, to make them more money.
Given my experience yesterday, I'm loath to recommend it, but it is good.
And the top thing that I've learned this year is just that people are awesome. Seriously, people are awesome. Frontline workers risking their lives for us, awesome. People going out and raising money for charity, awesome. People giving to charity, even though this has been the year where job security has been massively down, awesome. Businesses adapting and changing to a new way of working has been awesome. Yeah, I know, I went dramatic music.
Yeah, I love this.
firms developing the technology to not only help us get through the pandemic, things like Zoom and Teams and all of that, but also to help get us out of this pandemic, developing vaccines. It's been awesome. This is all people. Awesome. People working at vaccine test centres, literally putting things up the noses, even though they're a bit uncomfortable, of people who might have COVID. Like, get that, if you're not, yeah. Get that around your head. These people are so close to COVID. Awesome, it's awesome amazing. People. Awesome. Teachers holding virtual lessons and heading back in, putting education above their fears of catching COVID. Awesome.
This is
so
this
awesome.
This is beautiful, by the way. I could listen to this all day.
Yeah, and speaking of teachers, parents picking up the notebooks.
You're not kidding.
For homeschooling, whilst trying to remember most of it themselves. How do you find X? How do you find it? What
knows?
Is it?
Who knows?
Awesome. Mm. Parents have been awesome, especially, as well, working from home while they're doing it. Mm. Juggling so much. Awesome. The hospitality industry opening and closing and opening again, but just finding a way to get through the last year. Awesome. People who volunteered, whether it's giving out vaccines, food parcels, phoning vulnerable people to keep them company, anyone who's volunteered.
Yeah.
Awesome. Really awesome. People who've lost jobs, adapted, and then gone out, found something else to do. Awesome. And literally everybody else in every other industry. I'm sorry if I've not mentioned you specifically or, you know,
covers them,
there's
though.
So many. You are awesome. Everyone who stayed at home and followed the guidance, you're doing your bit. We're all getting through this the best we can. Fingers crossed, we've nearly made it.
Come on.
Everybody, you are awesome. The last year has sucked, but we got through it. You are absolutely awesome.
Vibe 107.6.
80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you learned over the last year since lockdown one was announced? The year of COVID. 2020 is going to be a year we're all going to remember.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
Our grandparents will be like, oh, shut up. Grandchildren, rather, will be like, shut up about 2020. I've heard about it 100 times.
I've had a good couple of years for being memorable. 2018, the summer with the World Cup, was just incredible. Mm. That was fantastic.
That was, even I got excited about that.
2019, I met Heidi. Mm. So, I mean, if that all goes, then that won't have been as memorable. But for now, quite a memorable year.
Good. Good.
And then 2020 was the year of COVID. And yeah. 2021 is going to probably be the year of COVID as well.
The sequel to the year of COVID, yeah.
80818, start those texts with Vibe. Let us know what you've learned over the last year. Benji has texted in to say that I hate home workouts.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, I have to say I haven't tried one in the last 12 months, but I certainly I
did a HIIT workout yesterday, and I'm definitely on Team Benji for this one.
Well, was that like a Joe Wicks or something?
Yeah, it was actually.
Was it?
Yeah, I was knackered. My legs are still sore now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, walking like a cowboy.
What's wrong with you?
Neha said, learn how much I miss getting dressed up and being extra. Miss so much. And learn that even a rubbish, didn't use the word rubbish, situation, great things can happen. I think that's really nice.
That's a good way of looking at
it's really nice. Yeah. Callum said, being a single, not as good as I used to think it was.
Yes.
I can feel that. We've had another text, no name on this. Learn how strong and resilient I am after losing my dad to COVID, and that I can get through anything life throws at me. Also learn to switch off and take time out for myself to recharge and not always be a workaholic. It's a really
sure.
nice message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really nice message. And finally, Dan, I learned how important it is to open up about your struggles and how cathartic it can be talking to other people about mental health in such a crucial time.
Nice. That's the best texting we've ever done. That's some really genuinely good stuff in there.
Really, really, really nice stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said before, to every single person, you've made it through this year.
Mm.
You're absolutely awesome. Everything about you is awesome.
Yeah.
Just following the rules makes you awesome.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Wasn't ready then.
Yeah, did I catch you off guard?
Yeah, you didn't go...
No.
Which always lets me know that you're about to dive into the pool of happy birthday to who.
Three celebrity birthdays today. I give Al a cryptic clue for each of them. He has to tell me whose buffdier it is.
Uh-huh.
First birthday for today.
All right.
I dated Ariana Grande. I'm not little.
Okay. someone with big in their name.
Maybe.
Who's dated Ariana Grande?
Big.
I think we've
Big Sean.
Yes, Big Sean.
Big Sean.
It is Big Sean.
I was going to say Biggie Smalls.
No,
but
it's Big. Yeah, yeah. No,
no.
Biggie. I think Ariana Grande wasn't born yet when Biggie Smalls died. 33 today, Big Sean.
Big Sean,
happy birthday. Second one. You better respect me because I was, am, and always will be the Queen of Soul.
That would be Aretha Franklin.
It would be Aretha Franklin. It would have been her birthday today. She would have been 79.
The Queen. Truly the Queen.
The Queen. Okay, last birthday today. Okay. I think you might get this one.
Do you reckon?
Watford legend.
Okay.
Fabulous glasses. And we've got half an hour of his music starting from right now. Who do you think it might be?
Is it Reginald Dwight?
It is Reginald Dwight, a.k.a. FKA frequently. Sir Elton John, 74 today.
Happy birthday.
Vibe 107.6.
Young T, Bugsy and DaBaby. Have you finished your meal, by the way?
Yeah. Thank you.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing
okay? It was a close call.
It was, yeah, because I can see you're still... You can tell there's still residue.
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done. Speaking of food, actually, guess what I did at the weekend?
Cooked.
I used the air fryer.
Oh, of course you did. How's it going?
I did some chips and... when I say use the air fryer... Mm. Heidi turned it on and set the timer.
Yep.
But what I did do was take the chips out halfway through and put a bit more oil on them.
Oh, well done.
And a little spray, of oil, not proper like oily oil.
Yeah.
And then put them back in and then assemble them on the plate. So I counted it.
Yeah, yeah. You took the glory at the end of it, for sure. But the big question is, how did they turn out?
Better than she'd done it the week before.
Okay. Are they better than non-air fried chips?
They are similar. Mm. I mean, chips are chips.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably better than oven chips, but not as good as chip shop chips.
Well, I don't know. They just are chippy chips, like at fish. I don't like chippy chips that much. No, they're a bit... Yeah.
That's what you want from your chips.
No.
You want them to be...
No. I like a hard chip. It was a fry, by the way, not a... I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's
so
a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was a big day for me. Mm. I still haven't technically touched the button.
Yeah.
But I'm counting it as my first air fry.
Do you like McDonald's chips?
Yes.
Because they're, like, more on the sort of soft side.
They're fries.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but they were like, they were good. They were good fries.
Mm.
I mean, they're touched.
Well, not to take away
by
from
a god, I would say.
Is that you? Is it
a god of the air fryer world? I did very well.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I needed that.
You didn't try something more complex this weekend?
Probably not. No.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Vibe breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his big quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
So, we were talking earlier in the top three about the fact it's been a year since lockdown started.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, there's quite a serious side to that. So I thought, let's have a look back at some of the more stupid things that people have done in lockdown. So it's time for...
Looking back on when we locked down, there have been some people who've acted like a clown. Here's some stupid stuff. Most of it's just guff. It's a pointless lockdown quiz.
Wow, okay.
Thank you.
That was different.
Yeah.
I appreciated it, but it was different.
Yeah, it threw you.
It did. It threw me just a touch.
Just
I wouldn't
enough.
Say lots.
Okay, good.
But just enough. But
all
it
right.
was enough to throw me.
Well, very easy today. Five audio clips of stupid things that people did in lockdown.
Right.
All you've got to do is think back and tell me what's happening in each clip. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, great. Number one.
We agreed that we should go for a short drive to see if I could drive safely.
Right, OK, this is when... this is when Dominic Cummings tested his eyesight in the second worst way you could test your eyesight. The worst being flying a plane.
Yes, and the second...
When he drove...
Driving to Barnard Castle.
Driving to Barnard Castle.
Yes, absolutely right, that's one correct. Well done. All right, number two.
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's very good.
My apologies.
Was that children playing up on a Zoom on some government thing?
It was, yes. It was a scientist having a very serious conversation on BBC News, and two of his children came bouncing into the room, followed by a very panicked mum.
Daddy, we're bored of science!
two correct so far. I told you this would be easy. Number three.
It knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or... almost a cleaning.
That is the President of the United States, the now ex-president, yes. Former President Donald Trump, doing what he should have done in the meeting before the press conference by asking medical professionals questions that he didn't understand.
And just looked glancing behind him at their response.
Yeah, and thought that the disinfectant was something akin to heroin, I'm guessing. It would fix us by injecting it.
It is extraordinary. My favourite bit is when you can see he knows he's lost the room and he just sort of panics and says, almost a cleaning.
Yeah, why would you not have that conversation before?
Yeah, just have a quick chat. Know what you're going to say.
Yeah, it's one of those things you go, I'm asked this after.
Yeah.
This could be for the next press conference.
Maybe off national TV. I'll bring this one up.
Maybe not with the world watching.
Yes.
But we were.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it.
That's how he did things. All right, that's number three correct so far. Very good indeed. All right, number four.
Oh, it's not playing.
Oh, it's not playing. Okay, that's good.
I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Oh, right, yeah. Another Zoom catastrophe.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Oh, very good.
It was a lawyer, wasn't it? It was a lawyer who I would no longer trust as my lawyer, as a clever man, because he got stuck on Zoom as a cat.
That's correct. His child had been on the computer before him, and he had to clarify that he was, in fact, not a cat.
If this ever happens to you or anything, check the preferences.
Yeah.
Everything's in preferences.
It's not that hard, is it? And we've
really
only used Zoom for a year.
And for a lawyer, I would be like, well, I'm probably going down now, aren't I?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, number five, try this.
I've not heard that before.
Have you not?
Is someone farting? And yes. I don't know where.
Can you think of a famous fart that happened during lockdown?
It wasn't Boris.
No.
A famous fart?
It was someone who you have interacted with virtually in the last 24 hours as part of your, shall we say, keeping fit regime.
Right, yeah. Mm. When Joe Wicks guffed before he went
into
the
zoo.
No, I have. I have. I just remembered it.
You just didn't recognize
it. Yeah, it's a decent one, isn't it?
It's good.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. Like, whatever's in those smoothies he's having, and if you're following one of those Joe Wicks meal plans, make sure that you have some private time during the day, because you're going to end up like that.
That's extraordinary.
Were you saying 4 out of 5?
5 out of 5 today.
Hey!
I'm well
impressed.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a good quiz.
Thank you.
I liked that one. And Joe Wicks probably didn't, so we're reminding him of this.
Yeah.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.